finally, this week, I'm going to stick once more to the ocean world. Sorry about that. But if you could be any animal in the world, I bet there's lots of you out there who would choose to be able to swim through the sea as skillfully and effortlessly as the dolphins. I certainly would love to be able to do that. And now scientists have uncovered the secret behind some of the dolphins' amazing aquatic acrobatics. They have flippers, it turns out, that work in the same way as a delta wing, and those are the characteristic triangular-shaped wings on fighter jet planes, and also on that amazing feat of 20th century engineering, Concorde.
Okay, so going back a bit, we've already had people sat on boats watching sharks jumping out of the water. Did they do the same sort of thing again? Did they go out and watch dolphins in the wild?
No, not for this study. They stayed quite dry, in fact. And the research team, led by Lawrence Howells and Paul Weber from Duke University, scanned the shape of seven different species of dolphins' fins. They were included the Amazon River dolphin, the pygmy sperm whale and the striped dolphin. And what they did actually is they took fins from dead dolphins. They didn't kill any dolphins for this study. Don't worry, they were already dead. They were either museum specimens or animals that had unfortunately been stranded on beaches. And they put these inside a computer tomography or CT scanner, and that produced detailed three-dimensional pictures of those fins. They made models based on those pictures and then put them inside float tanks to see how they performed.
Okay, so once they put them in a float tank, what did they actually want to measure?
Well, it's quite clever, actually. They mount these flippers onto a set of special weighing scales, essentially. And what that does is measure two different forces that are really important in flying, because, in fact, dolphins are essentially flying underwater, not swimming. And that's the lift and the drag generated by the flipper at different angles of attack. So what's really going on, the secret behind flying, is the shape of the flippers, or the wings, if you're a bird, and that they're tear-shaped. So as air or water flows over the wing, it has further to travel over the top than under the bottom of the wing, and it speeds up. And essentially this means it creates lift, pushes the wing, and that's pushing the wing or the flipper upwards. And to be stable in water, the fin needs to be able to generate enough lift to overcome the drag, and that's a force that goes backwards, trying to push the fin backwards because of the friction that it encounters with water.
And this really does sound like we're talking about birds, doesn't it?
It is,
lift,
it's amazing.
And drag,
yeah.
And wing shapes and so on. But surely in water, the problem is going to be the amount of drag, much more drag than air. So how much sort of drag and lift are they measuring in the different flippers?
Well, absolutely. Well, water's more viscous and so on, so it's different, more difficult to push through it. If you try to wade through water, you know that's very different to sort of walking just on land. And in fact, it was the difference between the different species that was interesting in what they found here. Some species of dolphin and whale seem to perform much better than others, and it's all based on the size and shape of their fins. And it was, in fact, the familiar bottlenose dolphins that generated the greatest amount of lift, while the least efficient fins actually belonged to the harbour porpoise and the Atlantic white-sided dolphin. And some of the dolphins have flippers that act in a very similar way to the triangular swept-back wings of fighter jet planes. And that's the sort of configuration that leads to additional lift through something called a leading edge vortex, and that's essentially a swirl of air around the front edge of the wing, and that helps to create even more lift, and why I think planes like Concorde could fly so fast through the air. And really this all goes to help explain just how some of the dolphins can swim incredibly quickly indeed, up to 20 miles an hour, and they were speeds that until now really seemed to be quite theoretically impossible because of all that friction and drag from the water. But now we have a little bit more of an idea of how those marine mammals keep swimming against it and how they do. It's really rather fantastic. And yes, I wish I could swim like a dolphin. That'd be wonderful. Can I have that, please?
So the next time you see things like dolphins and they look like they're flying gracefully underwater, you're actually a lot closer to the truth than you thought. Excellent.